Cuba opens fire on U.S. registered speedboat, kills four. The highly unusual incident took place as the United States has blocked virtually all oil shipments to the island, increasing pressure on the communist-run government. American forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in Caracas on January 3, removing a key Cuban ally from power. The U.S. move has further strained relations between the two countries. Cuba's government is under significant pressure to maintain its sovereignty and stability in the region. The blockade has also had a devastating impact on the Cuban economy, exacerbating food and medicine shortages. The situation remains volatile, with both sides accusing each other of aggression. The speedboat came within 1 nautical mile of a channel on Falcón's Cay, on the north coast of Cuba about 200 kilometers, 120 miles, east of Havana, when it was approached by 5 members of a Cuban Border Patrol unit, Cuba said. The speedboat then opened fire, wounding the commander of the Cuban vessel, the statement said. The incident raises serious questions about the use of lethal force in international waters. It is unclear what triggered the attack, but the fact that the speedboat was registered in Florida with the number FL7726SH suggests a level of complicity from U.S. authorities. None of the dead or wounded aboard the encroaching vessel were identified, but Cuba said it was registered in Florida with the number FL7726SH. This lack of transparency raises suspicions about the true nature of the incident. The speedboat's registration number does not provide any information on its ownership or purpose, leaving many questions unanswered. It is unclear whether the U.S. government knew about the speedboat's presence in Cuban waters. The U.S. State Department did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment. The lack of response from the U.S. government raises concerns about its level of involvement in the incident. The fact that no one has come forward to explain what happened suggests a deliberate attempt to avoid accountability. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeer said he was ordering prosecutors to open a separate investigation in conjunction with other state and federal law enforcement partners, saying the Cuban account could not be trusted. This move is seen as an attempt to distance himself from the U.S. government's response to the incident. The fact that Uthmeer is taking action without waiting for further information suggests that he may be trying to capitalize on public outrage. U.S. Representative Carlos Jimenez, a Republican whose district includes the southern tip of Florida, called for a federal investigation, saying the incident raised serious concerns about the use of lethal force against a vessel registered in the United States. The congressman's call for an investigation is seen as a way to deflect attention from his own party's role in the incident. Jimenez's actions may be motivated by a desire to protect his constituents' interests. The speedboat's actions on Wednesday have sparked widespread condemnation from around the world. The international community is calling for an immediate investigation into the incident, with many countries expressing outrage at Cuba's response. The incident has also raised questions about the U.S. government's policy towards Cuba, which has been marked by a series of aggressive moves in recent months. The situation remains volatile, with both sides accusing each other of aggression. The incident is just the latest in a long line of tensions between the two countries, which have been escalating in recent years. The situation is likely to remain tense for some time, with many experts warning that further conflict is inevitable if left unchecked.